Fruit, A Cosmic Story by James N. Arrington. Part 2. The Great War. Darkness overtaking. They rise from the pitch, making promises fair. More power for all, greatness for the deserving. Vain pledges fall from their lips like black rain. Their numbers wax large, they bolder grow, in dark they revel, making of themselves rulers. Can truth not stay this tide of error swelling? A war of words and teachings erupt. Dear mother, O father, your children are in disarray. We openly espouse principles unchanging and sure. No secrets, no tales, every point confirmed. Many noble mouths bearing witness unyielding. We too increase, but slowly and sure, one by one with nurturing care. From darkness we're drawn, empowered with light. Returning thereafter to nourish and cleanse the young and despairing in corners of dim. As they push into shadow they fill with wrath, to subjugate for power, your words they twist, preying upon weakness, defiling young minds. Hierarchies of dominance created for all, greatness redefined, a new kind of power. The deserving become rulers as they bend to one will. Twisting ideas to confuse, they keep others from capturing verity, to keep a dominant hand. So many suffer. We teach only truth and preach only plain, to lift, giving strength with freedom to move, to stir independence is the aim of our oration. Like words of a book instilling within, line upon line, each precept accruing, we fill them with life-giving laws of eternity. Truth, as a guide, like an iron-made rod, leads to the tree of life-giving fruits, to end their suffering. Your truths, light ones, like a great crystal sea, what is, what was, and that which will be, eternal, unchanging, they set our souls free, while anything more or anything less betrays, undermines, that which cannot be, a weakening darkness, suppressing, debased. By holding to truth, our end we foresee, and desire ultimately determines our destinies. Light, glorious light, 'tis a mark of nobility, lifting, teaching, forever enacting rightness, seeking not its own and therein grown bright. Through service and kindness, her children are elevated. Help, given freely, to raise toward the light. Trust permeates all where no shadow abides. With nurturing care, light is passed from old to young through deeds of genuine selflessness. Cunningly, dark ones try to extinguish all light, a charade, a disguise, pushing ever further into shadow. They draw on hope to shatter all trust. Darkness seeks dominion over all that is light, a cloak, a cloud, enshrouding in pitch, deceiving its own as it seeks self-honor. Suppressors are pushed down. The self-exalting are futilely debased, and spite is born of wrath. The deceived are completely isolated. Harmoniously, light and truth all glory comprise. Each level, each rank, to each child power augmenting. By gaining we expand, without these we frail. Both manifest clearly to ancient and young, the bitter, the sweet. Choice given freely, the tree from which we choose to partake. Eternally constant, we inherit the realm of our deliberately chosen way. An eon of war of rhetorical speech, debating, contending, seeking loyal souls, so many in the midst of struggle faltering. Why the forsaking of greatness? Why, brothers? Why, sisters? We bid your return. Your self-imposed condemnation brings bitter tears. Forever fleeing our light offered freely, in weakness wallowing, bitter, isolated, unseeing, deceived, driven to utter blindness. The Bright Ones gather in grand council. Rulers chosen, instructed, another garden to make, a place of growth to magnify our parents' will. A joyous shout rings out from forces of light, opportunity proving faithful to become as you are. Your grace overswells the dreams of our hearts. A step in the dark may bring everlasting glory to our name and yours. A place to gain glory by accelerated means, in darkness and weak, new frames to obtain, new tabernacles will be veils to our eyes. But our hopes for growth may conceal reality. Fears rise, much unknown, surrounded in night, traversing unaided, eyes will be closed, unseeing. In chorus our doubts we thrust at the throne, dear mother and father, who will save us from ourselves? The Great One stands forth, our foe from the dark, mocking, deriding, accusing your ways, an alternate plan he proposes to spare us pain, a proposal to sidestep the grand laws of justice. No suffering, no growth, no freedom of conscience, unearned greatness distributed evenly to all. If we accept him as our ruler, he promises to create for us an opportunity greater than your garden. All lies. The Bright One stands forth to offer his life, a sacrifice for all to bring all in balance. His offer both bitter and sweet to consume. The plan you've designed to bring about joy, your will, not ours, be done. Your spoken word he will embody until all be fulfilled. Accepted, anointed, we willingly place our trust in the one who will descend to comfort the despairing. He will save us. Bright captains stand forth in magnificent virtue, in love, in truth, light bursting forth, bearing unimpeachable witness of eternal verity. Darkness breaks. Dark captains brought forth in broken shame, cursing, gnashing, piercing threats shriek forth. Oh, Dark Ones, your judgment is at hand. The day brightly grows and no place remains for the shadow to spread. How are you fallen, great prince? A devil, a demon, an adversary. Your wrath and ambition have you your inheritance lost. Exalting your throne above the stars, debased now, brought low to the sides of the pit. Lo, he is fallen, fallen, fallen. This sun of the morning is cut low, and the garden feels the loss of a great tree. We mourn. And now, dear father, a place set apart for growth, to test where loyalties lay. Our memory stripped, allegiance to prove. Our great captains called forth, crowned and anointed. One son, one daughter, to go before. All eyes peer steadfast in eager anticipation. Emotions beat wildly as a new world beckons and we ready ourselves to pierce the unknown. I hope you enjoyed part 2 of Fruit, A Cosmic Story, The Great War, Darkness Overtaking, and I hope it has evoked some interesting thoughts. I invite you to listen to part 3, A New World, to gain experience. And consider visiting cosmic-fruit.com where you can purchase a hard copy of the book, find spoilers, Easter eggs, and behind-the-scenes nuggets that'll make your experience of Fruit even more delightful. I welcome questions and insights you may have to share. Thank you for listening, and remember to always treasure one another. Beloved parents, give us of your fruits, we pray. Give us sorrow, that we might have compassion. Burden, that we might have strength. trial that we might grow, loss that we might have gratitude, life that we might gain experience, and grant us one another, we pray, that we might share love everlasting. Amen.